At the stop and frisk trial today, the prosecution took up a report the city commissioned by the RAND Corporation on police practices. RAND analyzed stop outcomes, the likelihood of being frisked, of force used, of a search occurring, and whether the stop resulted in summons or arrest, also whether contraband or a weapon is found. Inspector Terry Riley with the NYPD Office of Management Analysis and Planning, who worked on the RAND report, took the stand. He testified that even though RAND found racial disparities in the way in which the NYPD conducts stop and frisks, steps were not taken by NYPD to address the problems. Next, Helen McAleer, commanding officer of investigation review for the NYPD, took the stand. She worked directly under Chief Esposito, who testified earlier that he had not heard any discussion of racial profiling among community members. Since Esposito retired, McAleer now works directly under Chief Banks at the OCD, Chief of Department Office. When OCD receives complaints from the public, it gives them a code and then enters them into their system. But evidence showed there is no code to classify stop and frisks, and there's no code for racial bias, just a code for general dissatisfaction. Evidence also showed there is no analysis of whether a wrongful arrest is due to racial profiling, or analysis at OCD on if or how an officer was disciplined in their complaint database. Attorney Darius Charney is with the Center for Constitutional Rights.
We're finding that when the police department itself investigates civilian complaints for illegal stops and racial profiling, that those investigations are a joke.
They're a joke because of the record keeping. They're a joke because of the chain of command. They're a joke because discipline isn't carried out. Why are they a joke?
They're a joke for all the reasons you mentioned. The records very clearly show that the investigations are completely superficial. The chain of command has taken no steps to ensure that these investigations are done in an appropriate way. There is no accountability for a bad investigation. And then most importantly, the results of the investigations, even when they're substantiated, do not go into the personnel files of officers, so that if an officer is being reviewed for their performance to determine if they are a bad officer, an officer who is violating the law, there will be no record of that in their personnel file.
Outside the courthouse, lawyers from across the city held a press conference in support of the stop and frisk lawsuit. The trial is a federal case. It's a class action suit based on stop and frisks a few years ago. But Steve Zeidman, CUNY law professor, says, what about criminal litigation? He says it's difficult for people stopped and frisked to get justice in the criminal courts.
Here we're focused on this federal litigation, but we ignore the fact that there are about 1,000 people arrested a day in the city of New York. And you would think if there were 1,000 people arrested a day, there would be hundreds of suppression hearings a day where police officers were called to testify under oath and explain their actions. But the criminal court is more concerned with efficiency, with moving its calendar, and suppression hearings are few and far between.
So what is a suppression hearing?
A suppression hearing is where you claim that your rights have been violated, your constitutional rights, and a police officer has to come in, testify under oath, direct examination, cross-examination, and a judge has to rule whether or not the officer comported with the Constitution. And if they haven't, the evidence must be suppressed, excluded from your trial. And that's really at the root of the stop and frisk litigation. Were the police acting constitutionally? Well, in the criminal court, no one really knows because they're just more interested in pleas and moving cases through the process without examining whether constitutional rights are being enforced.
And this is a trap, according to criminal defense attorney Manai Tafari, who works with Legal Aid.
Black people and everyone needs to understand you have a right to remain silent, not when police officers tell you that, but as a constitutional right. You do not have to speak, because when you try to be assisting the police, you end up becoming the suspect. And that happens all the time to young kids who are 14, 15, who really aren't mature enough or sophisticated enough to know their legal rights. And by the time they understand their legal rights, by the time their lawyers tell them, you shouldn't speak to police, it's too late. And they're looking at taking a plea or staying in jail. And most of them really don't want to stay in jail, so they'll take pleas when they're actually innocent. And as a defense lawyer, I've seen that all the time.
Tafari, who used to work as a parole lawyer on Rikers Island, says there are many youth in jail awaiting trial.
If you cannot afford bail, you stay in jail until the completion of the trial. So if you really have if you're really innocent, but you want to avoid staying in jail, a lot of times these people take pleas to petty crimes, and it destroys their careers because they cannot get college loans. Intelligent young men black and brown, cannot get college loans because they have a marijuana conviction on their record. And the problem with stop and frisk especially, it's not just the 90% of innocent pedestrians who are stopped. It's the 10% who are stopped who really shouldn't have been. And their whole future is blighted simply because this policy is discriminating against them. And it's really not Jim Crow, as someone said, it's more apartheid.
Lawyers at the rally in support of these stop and frisk trials say criminal courts have largely abdicated their roles in protecting New Yorkers from unconstitutional conduct by failing to scrutinize police conduct in hearings. They say even successful legal challenges to police misconduct are defended by Mayor Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Kelly. NYPD has conducted more than 5 million stops of black or Latinos during their administration. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.